So where did you serve?
I was stationed in Petawawa, London, Ontario, and Baden-Soligen, Germany. I served in North Africa, the Persian Gulf during the Gulf War, Aquisasne, Cyprus.
And I guess my first question is why a different ceremony today at a war memorial? Why not just Remembrance Day?
Well, I don't think it'd be the right venue on November 11th. Out of respect for some of the older folks that weren't into this protest deal, I mean, this is something that kind of originated, for the most part, from what I understand, is the 60s. And I don't think it'd be very respectful for a lot of those older folks that are still around, Korea and World War II. So we chose a different venue. We don't want to focus on us and our strifes, you know, on November 11th. We'll do it on a different date. And it was the date that was chosen by another organization. So it's something everybody's kind of sticking with. It happens nationally, and I think it's a wonderful thing.
Can you briefly outline what the protest here is about today?
Well, from what I can gather, everybody has their different agendas, but it's, I would say, depleted uranium poisoning, Agent Orange, CISIP clawbacks, the two types of standards of veterans, the different standards of veterans that I guess Veterans Affairs grades us, depending on where we're at, if we actually been to war, if we were peacekeepers, pre-Korea. There should be just one standard, and that's it. If you fought, you fought. If you didn't, you didn't. If you did peacekeeping, great. But anything, any injuries that you received during that time should be dealt with when you come back and taken care of, just like any compensation. All Veterans Affairs Canada is compensation for soldiers, airmen and seamen. And lots of other issues. Supernumeration, widow's rights for veterans that were killed overseas.
Say from a left perspective, somebody looking at Canada's military involvement in a variety of the theaters that it's been involved in lately, the justifications for those sometimes seem, you know, a bit complex, as though you're serving an imperialist policy rather than an outright, you know, for the good, or, you know, the honorable way that we want to remember military engagements by. How does that resonate with you?
People have been fighting for years. Farmers, miners, just basic civilians. There wasn't any organized sort of army. There were militia units, and whenever a village was threatened, they took up arms with minimal training and they fought to keep the invaders out. I guess a little different for us going overseas, but there's different arguments. Could be for oil, could be for this, could be for that, but the bottom line is if you're in the service of your country already and you're asked to go, I don't know of anybody that refuses. You go. Because if it were to happen today, a lot of us that are out here right now, and someone was to come ashore, right, no one would be protesting about us going out there to meet them, to fight them. There'd be no kumbaya, there'd be no peace symbols at the shore. You capitalists, you're always going to have that. You're always going to have that sort of thing. Not everybody's going to get along. But as long as we can get along in our country and keep the bad people out, then great. I mean, I'd be upset too if someone came into my country. If someone came into this country, maybe I would be like what's going on overseas. Maybe I'd be just like them. To keep them out. Who knows? But I mean, it's nice to be able to look back and think of what you might have done, but you don't know. All I can say is I did what I did, and vets do what they do, and that's it. I got no political opinions. It comes to that. I've been over to these places where people do want peace. I've seen what happens after a bomb goes off. I've seen the devices they use. I've seen the children that were killed. I've seen the children that were used as human shields over in those countries. I don't know. Are we protecting you? I guess that's up to you folks. I'd like to think that we were to some point. But you look at things through different eyes. This, you know, that was a whole generation ago for me. Would I do it again? Maybe I won't go over there. But I'd definitely defend here in my shores. It's a matter of opinion.
Do you think there's any link between you know, Stephen Harper's kind of wording of Islamicism being the greatest threat, an increased kind of fear of Muslims in our country, and perhaps a justification of the actions that we're taking over in Afghanistan, over in Libya at the moment, where we are targeting Muslim populations in general.
Well, everything leads to politics and religion, doesn't it? Stephen Harper, I don't know if he's any better or any worse than the same people, you know, blowing things up. A soldier goes where he's sent. It's as simple as that. It doesn't matter where that's at. I don't fight for any country. Never have. I fought for a buddy beside me. And that's what most soldiers are going to tell you. And they're average guys. And they usually come from the poorest of communities. I think that's where we have that connection. We go overseas, whether it be peacekeeping or anything else. Do we have that connection? Because a lot of us come from that demographic. Not the demographic where mommy and daddy pays for university, and you go to university, and you party for the first 2 years, and you realize I better get serious, and I buckle down so I can get my BA at least in 5, so don't waste all their money. We didn't have that option, a lot of us. So the Armed Forces was our university, and that's where we went. I was proud to serve, and I don't regret a day. However, any of the injuries that I did receive while I was overseas, I want payment for that. And I think other veterans should do the same.
Now, what about when you come back from serving, when you come back to Canada? What's lacking in treatment from Veterans Affairs?
Well, I didn't go to Veterans Affairs first. I went to the Legion to see if they could help me. I knew I had some anger issues and was in jail a lot. Bad alcoholic. Did a lot of bad things, mostly to myself, right? A lot of fights. It wasn't until 8 years later, maybe 2000, I started looking into some of the issues that I had, things physically that were happening to me I couldn't understand. I couldn't absorb B12. I discovered I had heavy metal poisoning, and the only could have got that from the depleted uranium overseas when I was over Hanley's munitions and with the explosions. And there's so much you want to talk about, and some you don't want to burn yourself. Because when I became too vocal in the past, things started happening to me. I was audited. People were giving me hassles. Police were pulling me over. It's documented. I ended up in jail for protest. I'd be surrounded by... I would not be armed. And I had police with their hands on their guns. When in a one-man protest, wearing a Santa suit, you know, with my medals on, hoping that someone would put a check in it for a friend of mine who's since died of cancer due to Agent Orange. Things like that, right? So that's where I'm kind of like against the establishment. I believe everybody should have a leader, but I really don't believe in bureaucracy and all the things that hold true justice back. So maybe I said too much.
And then where do you think veterans, where do you think the Occupy movement and veterans can come together here? Do you think that veterans consider themselves part of the 99%?
99% for sure. I know I am. I'm part of that. Where you just come together, where you just fit in, you do. I've been coming here on several occasions over the last week and a half to check to see how things are going, and everybody here was very respectful, very nice to me, and made a lot of concessions. And promises I'm sure they're going to keep. Nothing like our government. We're part of the population. We're part of you. You're part of us. So we're just the average people. We're that demographic.